Now we find here in Isaiah something that I think is tremendously interesting concerning them. All of the prophets were extremely nationalistic. They rebuked sin in high places as well as low. They warned the nation. They pleaded with a proud people to humble themselves and return to God. Fire and tears were mingled in their message, and they had one of doom and gloom, but they also saw the day of the Lord and the glory that was coming. All of them looked through the darkness to the dawn of a new day, and in the night of sin they saw the light of a coming Savior and Sovereign. They saw the millennial kingdom coming in all of its fullness. Their message must be interpreted before an appreciation of the kingdom in the New Testament can be understood. The correct perspective of the kingdom must be gained through the eyes of the Old Testament prophets. Now, the prophets were not supermen. They were men of like passions as we are. But having spoken for God, their message is still the infallible and inspired word of God. And as Peter put it in 1 Peter 1:10 and 11, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified before the sufferings of Christ and the glory that was to follow. And then again in 2 Peter, the first chapter, verse 15, I begin reading there. Moreover, I'll endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. We have not followed cunningly devised fables when we make known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this verse, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. It was Cowper that said, sweet is the harp of prophecy, too sweet not to be wronged by a mere mortal touch. We are coming, friends, to a glorious section of the Word of God, prophecy. And in the Old Testament, why, we will continue right to the very end in this section.